Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the rights that brethren in faith, brothers in faith have upon one another. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, among the rights of the believer upon his fellow believing brother is to satisfy his hunger. You know, before we explain the hadith, it's good to remind our listeners that every person has a series of rights over other people, and they also have rights upon him. A father has rights upon his children, and vice versa. Spouses have rights upon one another. You know, and then we also have responsibilities. Each party has a certain responsibilities. You know, we have rights with respect to God, and you know, the Prophet and our Imam alayhi salam, and vice versa. You know, these are all rights. A good book to refer to in this regards regarding reciprocal rights is the Risala-e-Huquq, the Treatise on Rights, famous treaty by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam elucidates and explains the rights that a believer has upon his fellow brother in faith. The first one that he mentions is that he should satisfy the hunger of his fellow believer, meaning if his fellow believer is hungry, you know, he should provide him food, you know, provided that his fellow believer cannot feed himself. Secondly, he should cover his body if his believer, you know, doesn't have clothes to wear, right? Proper clothes to wear, his children doesn't have proper clothes to wear. He should help him in this respect. Third, he should solve his problems in general. He should solve his problems. He has some problems and he cannot take care of it. He's, you know, sad or he's depressed or he has certain difficulties. He should help him in the resolution of those difficulties. Fourth, he should pay his debt. For example, let's say that he's fallen into debt and, you know, he cannot get out of it for whatever reason. He should help him in repaying his debt. Finally, the Imam said that when he dies, to substitute him in his family and his children. And if he dies at an improper time and, you know, his family is in need of a, you know, somebody to take care of them, monetarily or, you know, spiritually or psychologically, emotionally, he should try to help his brother in faith's family and his children, right? And fill the gap that, you know, that person's death might have left, to the extent that is lawful and permitted in religion. Imam Sadiq is also reported to have said, he who honors the religion of Allah honors the right of his brethren, and he who takes his religion lightly takes the right of his brethren lightly. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the rights of brothers in faith upon one another in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.